Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be with you on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. Grateful for you, as always, taking the time to join Dave and I. How's it going, Dave?
It is going, sir.
Except for the fact that you're a little bit under the weather right now.
Colder. I am sick. It was allergies, and then I think it turned into a full-blown stuffy nose type of fun stuff. Yeah. Yes. Yesterday, I had a client call where I delivered a 30-page audit, and like the very first words out of my mouth like cracked as if I was going through puberty. It was fun. It was another 35 or 40 minutes of that. I was like, I apologize at least 50 times. Well, and I apologize to anyone listening today, which is why Matt's going to do most of the talking.
And I do appreciate you doing this, though, because when Dave and I get together and we talk about when we're going to record these, I just felt that this was something that we needed to get out there. There's a lot of businesses struggling right now, a lot of local businesses, you know, local restaurants, places like that. Everyone's trying to navigate through this whole COVID-19 epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. And so I just wanted to, like, I talked to Dave and I was suggested by a couple people because I have there's a local business here that I've helped, and I've pretty much given them as much guidance as possible. You know, it's one of the places that my son works at, and I'm really close with these people. And so there's been a lot of thought put into this, and I wanted to put together some sort of a local business guide to surviving this corona crap. And that's an official title right there, Dave. But I just wanted to throw this together. I have some talking points, and I'll go through them, and hopefully this is something that you guys can use, hopefully as a business owner. This is geared for restaurants, but any local business that's suffering, whether it be, you know, more of a smaller farmer's market or an antique shop or, you know, someplace that doesn't, you know, that's been affected by this and what we're going through. Hopefully this will give you some ideas or give you some ways that you can maybe even help your neighbors. And so that's why I wanted to put this together and create this guide for you. So just jumping right into it. First and foremost, you guys, you have to understand that things have changed, okay? You have to be willing to adapt. You have to be willing to try new things. You have to be willing to maybe go outside of your comfort zone, think outside the box. There's just things that you can do now that maybe you wouldn't have done before, or maybe that you hadn't thought of, or that you weren't going to do because they were outside of your comfort zone, but these are things that can absolutely save your business. And so the perfect example is you know, this restaurant that my son works at. You know, the chef, you know, he was always saying that the food's going to speak for it, and that's what's going to drive people in. Didn't have much faith in social media or things like that, and if someone like that just said, nope, we're not going to do any kind of social media or anything online, it's just going to be word of mouth and letting people come in, that kind of a business would be dead right now. And so being able to embrace those kind of things that normally you would not have, you know, whether it's social media, whether it's getting your business on Yelp, whether it's getting it on TripAdvisor, whatever it might be, these may be new things to you. Google My Business. They may not be things that you thought about or that you would want, that you thought you'd have to do. But they are definitely things that are important nowadays. And so that would be one of the first things that I just kind of, you know, in getting started you know, kicking this off, helping you understand. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Dave. I saw you just unmuted.
I finally stopped coughing. yeah. Well, and think about what keywords, I'm just thinking from an SEO standpoint and just the pure digital. Think about what keywords have been driving traffic. Look through your analytics, look through your paid search, look through your Google Search Console. What keywords have been driving traffic? What's been driving e-commerce sales? What's been driving, you know, is it always just been, you know, you're a local business and it's always just directions and stuff from Google My Business stuff. Do you have products and services that have been driving business, driving sales? Are they now? Is it continued to do that? If not, why? Is it because, you know, people, it's a big object and they have to come in, you're dining, you know, a restaurant and people like the experience, like Matt was just talking about with the chef, it's the food. Think about what has changed and if that's not on the table, what can you do?
I like that.
Or if you're a service provider, like a landscaping company, it might be a little bit easier. But if you're a company that is doing woodwork and, you know, remodels, people might not want you in the house. So what other services can you do that might be outside or that might be available if you can even do it in various markets?
Right. All right. Very good. So
I like data.
Data's good. So going on to the next step that I wrote down, making your customers and employees feel safe during all this is key. And so I just want to ask you, you know, what are you guys doing that you can, or what are the things that you're doing to keep your customers and employees safe? And so,
and sending an email doesn't count.
Yeah.
Please don't send one if you haven't.
Oh gosh, yes.
Just put a notice on your website.
and one of the best tips that I heard and that I wanted to share, and everyone I've shared it with have like started implementing this, because one of the things that from talking with the local businesses, you know, the restaurants, in order to keep people safer is, you know, you could still do takeout and delivery and curbside pickup and all that stuff, but people are just coming in the doors, just walking right in. And again, it's what we're used to. We don't know how to navigate through this. And so helping people understand how to navigate through this, put a door, you know, like a 6-foot table in front of your door. So put this table in front of your door and keep your door open. Basically, it blocks people. It lets people know that you're open. Have someone out there directing people, keeping people 6 feet away from each other. Practice good social distancing. Have a thing of hand sanitizer there or wipes and letting people know, hey, this is how we're keeping you safe. Have contactless payment opportunities or options. And, you know, if you're talking to them on the phone, try to get them to pay over the phone, and that eliminates even one more area of contact. But having that barrier there tells you that, hey, we're keeping our employees safe in here. We're not letting them in if they're sick. We're not having them have any kind of contact with you. We're keeping this barrier. We're not letting you in here. And in case any one of you are carrying it and you don't know, and you're not bringing it in into the business. And so I think when you show stuff like that, Dave, you're showing them that you're doing everything that you can to keep a healthy and safe environment. And you want to keep everyone safe, because again, a lot of this times we keep talking about, like, one side of it, but think about these people again. Like, I think about my son all the time. Like, he's one of the one that goes into work. Luckily, he's in the back and he's one of the fry cooks. We always joke with him that he's SpongeBob. He doesn't like that, but he's a fry chef. But
a fry chef?
Or a fry cook. Sorry.
Fry cook. I was gonna say, when I worked at McDonald's, I was just the fry guy.
Yeah.
they've improved the name of that role or position.
Well, I don't mean just French fries. I mean like fry.
Oh, okay.
Like,
literally, it's illegal now, but I was 14 working on fryers.
Geez, wow, that's crazy.
It was my first job. Yeah.
So see, that's
illegal now. You have to be 16.
That's an example of something that's not safe. So what we're trying to talk about here is everything that is safe. And so I think when you set that kind of a barrier, so even, like I said, just the simple act of putting a 6-foot table in front of your door, keeping your door open, having an employee out there, maybe some balloons, maybe a sign, letting people know, because that's the thing that's the hardest for me. And I don't know if this has been with you, Dave, over there, but, you know, I'll drive by places and I want to give them some business, but they've made it hard for me to know if they're open or if they have someone that can come curbside. Like, Chick-fil-A is brilliant. I mean, they have changed their whole driveway, and it's like basically one big drive-through. And those guys, like, the drive-through is 3 times as long now, but it's like twice as quick as it was before. It's like they are efficient. They were ready for this. They planned for this. And so moving on, another thing that you guys need to do is be kind to your employees. Help them through this tough time. In most cases, they're likely to be happy to just have a job. but you need to make sure that they feel safe and protected, okay? They need to be comfortable. Their parents, a lot of times, you know, in restaurant industries, you're working with younger kids, 15, 16, 17, 18. Their parents need to know that they are in an environment where they're not going to be sneezed on by sick people, coughed on, touched all the time, you know, within 6 feet of people. And again, just making sure that you, whether you're showing on social media, the things that you're doing for social distancing, or you're having, you know, little education trainings, or doing video conferencing with parents or people, letting them know that, hey, this is things that we're doing. But just keep that in mind. And so using delivery services like DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, for example, and I'm sure that there's other ones. These are just the big ones that I'm thinking about. Again, going back to the whole, these may be things that you never thought that you would do or that you wanted to embrace as a business owner, but in times like these, they're pretty much critical, and they can bring a whole new area of business to you, okay? And at this time, you know, even if you're thinking it's cutting into profits or this or that, you know, at this point, just doing what you can to break even and stay in business and weather this storm, I think would be good enough. I mean, hopefully there's going to be some stimulus help, hopefully some, you know, we're not going to get into any kind of politics or anything like that, but just trying to survive is what we're doing here. And so
read the fine print, though, before you sign anything with them.
Yes.
Just saying.
No, you're right. And again,
especially those. Yeah. I keep hearing horror story after horror story. There's lots of good stories too, but.
Well, and see, this is where I think too, and part of what I was going to talk about, Dave, with my guide was there's a lot of people that are out of business. Think about like bus drivers or, there's lots of people or even employees, maybe the employees that are the front end people that aren't dining people or aren't serving people or the waiters or whatnot. These are the kind of people you could offer them. Hey, do you want to start doing delivery? Offer some sort of your own DoorDash service with them. But again, these are things that people know, Dave. That's why I mention them. They're going to just be programmed to use them. And if you're not using them, you're missing out. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Disagree or agree?
Agree.
Okay.
But yeah, just if you're going to sign up with a service, you know, they, what is it? I won't say which one, but one of them took over links on Google My Business. They work in like all sorts of crazy fees and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah.
So, but well, that said,
I'm glad that you bring explore it up. Yeah.
I'm just saying there's also a downside to some of those services. So if you are looking at them, compare the services, ask questions, ask about a trial period, say that, you know, and this is not something you just considered before, probably not something you'd do long-term, but you'd like to try it.
Right.
Very Can good. You have a 2-month trial and contract and end it that? I mean, you know, just yep. read the fine print, talk to your lawyer if you need to, or...
It'll take one of them to figure it out that way. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Read the fine print. We're not your lawyer.
No, we're not. And we're not giving you legal advice. That was not legal advice, people.
Other than to talk to someone that has. Our All advice right. is if you ever have a legal question, talk to a legal person.
All right. So moving on here, making sure that you're constantly letting people know that you're open. You do this on social media. Embrace social media. It is your friend. What is everyone doing right now, Dave? Everyone is at home, stuck in their home for the most part, not going out. They're social distancing. Hopefully they should be, or they're doing their best to do that. So what are they doing? They're at home watching Netflix or Hulu, or they're constantly checking their social media. They're looking for updates on anything. They want any bit of good news. They want any bit of normal. So anyway, they're always on there. So if you're constantly on these channels as well, offering them incentives, you know, incentives to save, because right now people are worried about the economy, they're worried about money, and they're wanting to hoard that. And so if you can let them know, here's some great deals, you know, it would be a great idea also, you know, at the physical location, having, you know, using one of those employees that maybe isn't in one of those areas that you're, you know, like the waiter or waitress and directing people to sit and busing and things like that. Maybe use one of them to direct people to your business. Go have them go stand out on the curb. They're social distance from people. Keep them safe, but have them with a sign, put some balloons, let them know, like direct them to people, you know, offering some sort of incentives for people to come in. But again, letting them know that this is the way that it is now on social media is huge, and also supporting other local businesses as well. I think that one of the things that I've seen that some of these places have done is shared great examples of what some of the creativity that other places have done to stay in business or to get people through their doors. And I think if you're doing something to promote another local business, they're going to see that. They're going to want to scratch your back. It's just, you know, it's one of these deals where we are all in this together, Dave, and we need to support one another. And so, again, this is just kind of like one of those things where you talk with your friends, see what you could, you know, see what they can do to help spread this whole quote-unquote supporting local and keeping businesses alive. Like, I've been doing my best, and I hope I'm not annoying people on Facebook, but I've been trying to tell people, look, support local, these places that you love. If you don't support them, they're going to go out of business. And when this is all over and the dust settles, you may not have your favorite spot to go and check out anymore. So it is what it is. And so just, again, reminding you to constantly show images of what you're doing in your local establishments, to ensure safety. Again, I cannot stress this enough. It makes people feel warm and fuzzy, and it can save lives too. And so obviously that's a big deal, but you know, have hand sanitizer, have wipes. Like, one of the things I love when I go to Target or Sprouts or any of those places now, it seems, when before I touch a cart, there's a big old thing, and I can, big old thing of wipes, sanitary things, and I can wipe it off, and I can feel really good about it. And so, again, make sure you're taking pictures of this. Make sure you're showing people what you're doing. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy. And so, obviously, we've talked a little bit about this, but deals. I've noticed a lot of companies, a lot of posts on social media, how if a nurse has come in with scrubs, like, they've offered them free meals and thanked them for what they've been doing on the front lines. And then obviously that's talked about, and that's shared on social media, and that's posted, and that audience that you have in front of you now goes out to potentially so much more than if you were just to do a post on your own hoping to get it in front of people. And so, you know, I'm not saying you have to give everyone a free meal, because that's going to put you out of business too. But every once in a while, when you do something like that, or if you feel like the need to, offer it. It's going to come back, and people are going to see it, and people are going to talk about it. They're going to post on it. The nurse most likely will post up about it, giving you free advertisement. And so it's just those kind of opportunities. One of the best ideas that I've seen through all this, Dave, is you know, making sure that you're offering gift cards. Do something like, you know, buy a $100 gift card for $70 and use it. You know, it's good 2 months down the road, or you know, use it in a couple months down the road, hopefully two or three, however long it takes, and things can get back to normal as far as, you know, we can go back to these places and eat in dining areas and stuff like that. But giving them killer deals where you can help them get that money now and use it to stay afloat, and then you go and take advantage of it later on. You know, it's just something that, it's just one of those things. And I don't know if you've seen anything like that with gift cards or not.
Especially with breweries, because for their inability to sell out of a tap room, and certain restaurants that really weren't set up for delivery focused. It's not like, you know, Domino's and Pizza Hut and, Lou Malnati's down. You do have Lou's down there. Yeah. trying to think what else is down there. You know, those are delivery focused. They're not people coming in sitting down focused. So any place that was really focused on the dining experience now is, that was the first thing I saw was, hey, we have gift cards. Like, that was the very first thing I saw, was the number of places that never had a store, never had, you know, weren't a reservation type of place, but all of a sudden they now have a store and they're offering gift cards.
Yep.
That was the very first thing I saw.
Perfect.
Not everyone has it, but I've seen a lot more than used to.
And so that might be something for any of you that are listening that haven't done that. Now may be the time. So, also another thing that I wrote down here was, you know, make sure that you are repurposing content. So I'm not saying going out there and stealing content that people post about you. Ask for permission, obviously, but there's going to be a lot of people taking pictures, seeing, you know, showing what they're doing with your food or how they're eating it. A lot of times people have been going and doing quote-unquote tailgating, having a tailgate party. They go and buy your food and then sit in the back of their truck or take it to a park and eat it. on a park bench, obviously, if you're not quarantined and you're still able to do that in certain areas. Obviously, we're not saying go out and break the rules that your government officials have given you or your local counties or states or whatever. But if you're in one of those areas where you can do stuff like that and people are taking pictures, then take that content and repurpose it. Let people know the creative stuff and that people are still getting food from you. Again, we talked about, you know, something Dave just mentioned about merchandise. If you have any kind of merchandise or a store, or if you have it and you haven't set it up, now be a good time letting them know, hey, buy this merchandise from us, help keep us in business. You know, your spot's going to be there whenever we get through all this. One of the things that I've loved from a lot of, like, some of the places that we go to is they're offering these survival kits and family meals. And I love it because, you know, for $40 or $60 feeds a family of how many to how many. And they're putting together these meals and making it very easy for you to, or these meal kits, survival kits. And again, they're just taking this horrible situation and making the best of it and trying to survive. And so, but putting stuff like that there on social media and updating your menus and updating your Google My Business listings with this kind of information is critical and key. And so, again, make sure you're constantly posting this information on social media. I cannot stress it enough. I know that maybe this is more than we would do in normal times and normally would annoy us, but we're in crazy times right now. This is different. And so I think if you're constantly giving people updates, that's what they're looking for. And it does give you a little bit of normal. So, again, doing what you can to keep your community engaged. You know, there's different tools with Instagram stories and the live versions on Instagram and Facebook and being engaged with your community, seeing things that they like. You know, you could just do silly polls, put some of your products up against each other. It might be good market research for you as well. And so that's something as well. And so, you know, obviously this gets back to some of the other stuff that we talked about, but I think if you're using these channels to put out statements of what you've done to keep your business clean and the levels and efforts that you've gone to, and you're showing pictures, like I saw a picture, I can't remember what grocery store it was, but they were keeping people 6 feet apart and they were making sure that there was sanitizer. They were limiting the amount of people that were going into the store, making it where you didn't have any kind of contact with your transactions. Doing that kind of stuff is huge and critical. And so, again, make sure that you're keeping people coming in your doors, and this is how you're doing it. So,
I saw a photo, and I don't remember the store, and maybe it's the one you saw, where they put like little sticker X's on the floor every 6 feet apart.
Oh, yeah, that was a little different than what I saw. But, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Exactly.
Yeah, so that if you're in the store and you see someone else, you just look for the stickers, and it was, you know, that's 6 feet.
Perfect. I do have a few more. I know we're getting close to our normal time, but hopefully this is, it might go over a little bit, you guys, but hopefully this is giving you guys some information that you need that could help you right now. But one of the things that I love, Dave, that people have been talking about is take the time to do reviews now. Go and review your favorite places. There's lots of different places where you can give 5 stars, Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, any other places that you guys use or know of. Now may be the time to upload all those pictures of your awesome dinners that you've taken and you just posted on your Instagram. You know, go and upload them to the sites like Yelp and Google My Business and write a review. It's this kind of support and build up is needed more now than ever. And so the other thing that a lot of business owners, they just don't know to do this right, is making sure that they have a Google My Business account and that it's set up correctly. Go in there, verify the account, make sure it's you, get all your information in, get your menu URLs, get your normal URLs, get your times right, get your addresses right, like put in as much information there as possible and double check the accuracy of everything and get everything verified from whatever places you need to. Because here's the problem, a lot of times like if you don't go and do this first, someone will put your business on there to Yelp or wherever, and they might get a number wrong, and it might put your business off just a little bit, and it might make it hard when you try to do this stuff down the road, and there's like, you know, conflicting addresses and whatnot. And so you going in and making sure everything's accurate is probably one of the smartest things that you can do from the beginning. And it's not very difficult. It's very easy. They even have apps now for iPhone and Android. You could download and run everything from your Google My Business right on your phone. And so it makes it very easy. And so, again, building community during these times. Everyone's constantly online. We've been talking about this. So, again, I'm not saying that you should do something that gives up the goods or the secret sauce or whatever, but doing live videos of things that you're, you know, like, share with us the behind the scenes. Share with us what the chef's doing. Share with us the extra precautions. Share us with the lines. Hey, let us know that things aren't busy right now. We could sure use some more people coming in. Or even doing stories of how you got into business, or sharing, you know, just anything that you can that lets people know that you're here, that you're there, and you need that support. We want normalcy right now, okay? And it's critical. Everyone's freaking out. We want this normal. And so I guess one of my last tips, Dave, before letting you kind of share your thoughts and us wrapping it up, would just be, this would be in general to everyone. And again, not just restaurants or whatever, but in general to anyone, do extra during this time. Take extra pictures, do extra videos, write more reviews, you know, share more experiences, and ask these business owners what you can do to help them. Talk to them, reach out to them. How can I support you better? What can I do for you? What are you worried about? Okay. Obviously, we know people's worried about the money and the economy and all that. And so the more that you can help, the better that we're going to get through all this. And the only way that we're going to do this is by doing it together. And again, I would hate, you know, especially with what you've talked about, Dave, because some of these businesses are even more critical than some, like the ones that you're able to still go to and get curbside. But like, I know you go to a lot of the local breweries. Like, that's one of your favorite things to do. And I can't imagine, you know, things are going to suck for you if like all these places went out of business. And so we don't want that to happen. And so I think doing more and doing extra and doing what you can right now is probably one of the best tips that I can give. And with that said, any final thoughts, Dave?
He must be coughing. It helps if I unmute myself. I'll edit out the things that Matt just yelled at me too.
All right.
Or maybe I'll leave it in, Matt.
Maybe. Why not?
It's the power of being the editor. No, I was just looking because, as funny as it is, Google temporarily disables local reviews. But I'm like, but I was just about to leave a review for someone as you were talking about it, because I was like, and it didn't let me, I didn't go all the way through and publish it. But I'm like, if I give them 5 stars, it's going to let me share my details on this place, because we just ordered Chinese food a week and a half ago.
Right.
From our favorite place. And I was like, I wonder if I can leave a review on it. Yes, I can. And I was like, all right, well, what about another place? Yep. Even though I've never even been to that city. I just picked a random place.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if people can leave reviews, because I saw a bunch of people talking about how you can't, but maybe you can. But also, if you are a restaurant, I'm going to drop a link in there to another search engine land story that talks about Yelp, and Yelp's own website has it info. If you're not already a Yelp advertiser, they're waiving advertising fees, giving free advertising, free access to upgrades, 90 days access to Yelp reservations and waitlist, $100 in free advertisings to restaurants with delivery and takeout. So they're offering a bunch of stuff to help bars and restaurants. Specifically, it seems.
Very cool. Very cool.
But yeah, I take a look at all the things that you just said, and just take a look at other places to either advertise or different ways. Like, you know, if you've never been on Yelp before, or if you haven't done a lot with your Google My Business stuff, maybe take a look at that stuff. Just sure. think about doing things that you don't normally do.
And just get out of that comfort zone. And perfect. Well, guys, this has gotten a little bit longer than normal, and so I appreciate you guys sticking with us. As always, speaking of reviews, you can review this podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Make sure you do that. We love 5 stars. And so go ahead and do that for us. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us on this latest edition of the podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye.